Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. Are you worried about your tax returns? Today's the very first day of filing. We'll have the experts from Gustafson in. And tickets to give away courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Monday. I never know what to believe when I'm reading stories about the federal government, right? You had this end of the government shutdown. You had the Trump administration ordering more than 3,000 employees back to work without pay to prepare for the tax filing season. But you had about 8,000 workers claiming a hardship exemption, and an additional 5,700 workers could not be reached. Now the House is saying that this could be a setback that could last a year. I can't figure out, only in the federal government would 30 days of lost work amount to a year of...
Yeah, it makes sense for them.
Is that the ratio?
for government.
Yeah. Yes. And then I'm reading stories about, you know, the tax preparers are warning that your refund may be smaller than usual, and the extraordinarily and angry and very upset taxpayers are going to cause a chaotic tax season. And we said, you know, enough of that. Let's just bring one of the experts in and we'll talk about it. And so Amy is here. And you've heard me talk about Gustafson & Associates. They do an amazing job, located at 2926 North Main or North Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. That's the corner of MLK and Pershing there. You can give them a call at 875-2500. You can also find them on Facebook. And their tax season hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 4. And so, Amy, am I supposed to believe any of this stuff? What are you hearing? It's always a little chaotic when dealing with the federal government, and it's always a one-sided road. I mean, they get to make all the mistakes they want, and they get to tell you there's a delay. You don't get to use any of those excuses.
That's right. We don't have any say in the matter.
Yeah. So what are you hearing?
I'm hearing that hopefully this is going to be much ado about nothing.
Okay.
Refunds should be, if you're filing electronically, which we hope most people are.
That's still, I mean, that is the best way to do
it. That is the best way. And to have your refund direct deposited.
Okay.
If you're wanting a paper check for whatever reason, I would expect that to be delayed. Again, this 30 days shut, you know, a year to get things back and running, that might affect anything on paper.
Okay.
So I would encourage filing electronically and doing direct deposit for your refund.
Of course, you can do for your customers.
Yes.
Present or new.
Yes. Anybody that comes in, we automatically file electronically, federal and state. The state of Illinois is a whole nother matter, but the federal government has already started accepting returns.
Okay, so today's officially, though, the day,
today is officially the kickoff of tax season. We've got 11 weeks from today until April 15th. So.
Well, that's actually pretty good news, right? Because that gets us to the middle of April and out of winter, and that doesn't seem long when you say only 11 weeks.
We can do anything for 11 weeks, you know.
I hope. The next 3 days are going to be tough.
Yes.
Let's just hope the next 11 weeks aren't that way. Okay, so... what do we need to know? I mean, clearly you guys stay updated and trained on all of the, because there's massive changes, year in and year out, but certainly to the tax code recently, there have been some pretty big ones.
This has been the biggest change in 30 years to the tax code. So we've spent the last off season, you know, from April 15th of 2018 until, you know, up until today, getting ready for all these changes, because there are a lot.
Okay, so what's the best advice you give to people, as far as, you know, making sure you get all the exemptions, understanding what this is, and then how does it impact this cap on the state of Illinois? I know it's different depending on where you live in the country, but with the new way of looking at this, how does it impact people here in Illinois?
I think fewer people are going to itemize their deductions or, you know, go long form. You hear long form versus short form. The standard deduction was doubled for 2018.
Okay.
So, you know, they're really hoping to minimize the people that are itemizing, and, you know, more people will be claiming the standard deduction. So, you know, here in Illinois, we have higher property tax rates. We have, you know, a fairly high income tax rate. You may not be able to deduct those like you have in years past. However, it's because the standard deduction has gone up so much. If you're married filing joint, the standard deduction is now $24,000, which, you know, most people aren't going to be able to itemize
$24,000 worth of stuff.
Right,
yes. Okay. So to the average person out there, this is going to be better?
I think it will. I mean, that you should have seen an increase in your paycheck last year because the tax brackets moved down. The 15% bracket is now the 12% bracket. 25 is now 22. So you should have seen more money in your paycheck last year because your federal withholding would have gone down. And, you know, it shouldn't affect your refund because if your withholding went down, it's because your tax went down. So hopefully those things have all been proportional.
Okay, so those stories that I'm reading then that people should be prepared to expect less, maybe not, depending on where you live.
Yeah, depending on a number of factors. You know, again, itemized versus standard deduction, that could, you know, make a difference. The child tax credit for those of us with children 16 years of age and younger, that went from $1,000 to $2,000 this year. That's a big increase. And the number of people that can claim that deduction will go up because it used to be capped at a certain income level.
Right.
Now it's, I think, married filing joint, if you make over $400,000, it's capped.
Okay.
Most people are not going to
be in that range.
Right.
All right. So this is the biggest, as you said, overhaul of the tax code since 1986. I mean, we're going back a long ways.
Right.
And how can you help people then kind of like navigate that? Because I think the refund versus owing thing is a strange argument in this country because there's somehow we have this big relief like when the government's going to give us back our money that they've not paid any interest to have.
Right.
Do you find the social, the psychological thing? It's weird, right?
I mean, it's a savings account for some people.
Yeah.
I mean, some people do that
an interest-free
intentionally.
Savings account.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Some people do that intentionally. They have way more withheld than they need to. Because they know then they'll get that money back, you know, between February and March sometime, you know, and that's how they save for, you know, home repairs or vacations. If you're really wanting to maximize your money year round, you should probably talk to your tax professional, you know, what should I be having withheld from my check, you know, to cover what I owe, obviously, but still maximize the amount I'm bringing home each week.
Okay, that's individuals. What about businesses or not-for-profits, estates, and trusts? I mean, you guys handle all kinds of...
We do. And businesses had a big change. C corporations, regular corporations, their tax rates were lowered, again, as part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. But self-employed individuals, people with small business corporations called S-Corps, there's a new deduction this year, the qualified business income deduction that, you know, we've never seen before. This is something totally brand new, but it should help, again, to lower your taxable income, to lower what you're paying in, you know, hopefully keeping more of your money.
Yeah, small business folks are interesting to me because many people would consider them wealthy just based on their tax. But I mean, that's their business.
Right.
I mean, you know, you're not accounting into what it costs to do business. It all looks like income.
Yeah, gross income is definitely not net profit. So
right.
This will, you know, those of us that have businesses that the income and expenses pass through to our personal returns, this new qualified business income deduction should be a big help.
Yeah, I hope so, because I think sometimes those people are victimized in this country by being put into a certain category, like, oh, you are part of the wealthy, when really you're not taking into account what that actually means.
Right. Well, small business runs the country.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, most of us work for a small business. So anything the government can do to help us out, you know, is definitely
or
welcome.
Maybe not just hurt us as
yeah,
much.
Yeah, hurt as much.
Sometimes they're the same thing. All right, so you guys are all in it. So this is your Super Bowl season, right?
The
next 11 weeks. You guys are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7, Saturday, 9 to 4. There's a lot of online competition. There's a lot of stuff that's out there. You know, why is it a good idea that people, you know, first of all, you're local. I mean, that to me is the biggest selling point. I mean, you guys are right here. You've been doing this for a very long time. But why should people, you know, come to a tax professional instead of trying to do this themselves?
I think it's bigger than just your taxes. I think it's, you know, looking at your whole financial picture. Okay, what's different from last year to this year? You know, why is my refund bigger? Why is my refund smaller? What can I do? Can I, you know, put more towards retirement? How will that affect my taxes? There's so many more things involved in your personal financial picture than just your taxes, and we can discuss all of that with you and help you to to really make the most of the money that you're bringing home.
All right, it's amazing. You know, you guys have been in business since 1983, and you go back to this the second time then starting in 1986 in the history of your company that there's been this kind of change in tax law.
It's massive. It's exciting, though, too. You know, we're ready. Ready for it.
2926 North Martin Luther King Drive, 875-2500. What's the best way if people maybe are new, you know, they're not a current customer of yours, do they call ahead? Do they make an appointment? And how does this work?
Call and make an appointment. We've got people ready to answer the phones at, you know, 875-2500. And you can sit down with us and go over everything. You know, it's always best to bring in your previous year's information plus all your new shiny new W-2s that are arriving in your mailbox. But, you know, let's just sit down and talk about it.
All right. So obviously you want to get it in soon, right? I mean,
the sooner the better.
It looks like it's going to be maybe much ado about nothing. I think it was the phrase you used about delays and all that. But the quicker you get it in, the quicker you're going to get it back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, generally we see those people that are expecting a refund come in, you know, at the beginning of tax season. And then as it goes on, more and more people owe. And so if you think you're getting a refund, get in and see us, and we'll see what we can do for you.
All right. 875-2500. That is the telephone number. Amy, we appreciate your expertise.
Thank you.
Always.